Wright County Outdoors. A look at the best in local fishing, hunting, and outdoor activities in and around Wright County. Wright County Outdoors brought to you by Holthaus Group, realtors with Keller Williams Realty Integrity Northwest in Buffalo.
Hi, this is Tom Koontz with Wright County Outdoors, and today I'm going to give you some tips on using a decoy while archery hunting whitetail deer, and I'll be back with those in just a minute.
Hi everyone, John Holthaus here again with another new listing for your consideration. We've just listed a 58-acre parcel located south of Annandale, which provides a unique opportunity. This property provides a rolling and elevated 2-acre building site, ideal for your dream home. The balance of the acreage is in a conservation easement for enhancing environmental quality, protecting wildlife habitat and open spaces. Trails are in the process of being established, and the planting of hundreds of indigenous trees and shrubs will start soon. As the Department of Agriculture work is completed, this parcel will be a natural paradise and habitat for wildlife and the new property owners to enjoy. This unique acreage is priced at $350,000. Whether it's buying or selling, Ryan Garrett and myself are here to help you with all your real estate needs at the Holthaus Real Estate Group, 763-452-2444.
Hi, this is Tom Koontz back with Wright County Outdoors. I'm going to talk about decoying whitetails today. Now, this is strictly for archery hunting. There's no way that I would carry a decoy into the woods during rifle season or shotgun season or sit by a decoy during that time. But I've started using decoys in about 1990, so I've been using them for about 30 years and gained a ton of experience. I started with an old McKenzie target that I bought and had a hide from a doe tanned and put it on that McKenzie target with glass eyes. I had a friend that was a taxidermist and he helped me with it, and it looked great. The problem with it was that it weighed a lot more than I wanted to carry. So the first suggestion I make is find a decoy that's easy to carry and it's light enough that you can carry it in and out with you. You don't want to leave it in your stand. The second thing about using a decoy is positioning. A decoy is extremely effective if you hunt a wood edge or the edge of the woods and are watching a field. And the advantage of the decoy is if a buck comes out into that field, now I'm talking about for the last week of October and the first week of November, that's the best time to use a decoy. But if a buck comes out into that field, he's going to be curious and want to come over and see what that decoy is. The third thing with a decoy is you want to use a buck decoy and not a doe decoy. I have had does blow at a decoy. I've had doe decoys out and bucks, you would think they'd be extremely interested in it, but they tend to avoid it. But if it's a buck decoy, that buck is going to be very, very curious about and even sometimes very, very upset about another buck being in his territory. When you use a decoy, remember that a buck is going to travel into a quartering wind, and they'll travel the edge of a woodlot or the edge of a wood searching for does with a quartering wind. They don't have to see that doe. They can smell her. And so the most efficient way for them to check a woods is with their nose. And they're going to be on the downwind side going into a quartering wind. So keep that in mind. Then place your decoy in a position or a place where you can get an effective shot. Don't put your decoy 50 yards out into the field with wind quartering down, because they're going to circle downwind of that decoy. So you want it where that's visible, but where they're going to circle downwind and come into that decoy and present a shot. And then the last thing I'll tell you is make sure that decoy is absolutely scent free. Scrub it good with soap and water. Make sure it's rinsed extremely good, and you want to use a no-scent soap like you would use to take a shower. And then spray it down good when you get there with the scent killer. And I like to wear gloves when I'm handling that decoy so I don't leave my scent on it. If you've never used one, there's some great ones on the market. I use one that's made in Montana. It's extremely expensive. It's about $700. You don't have to go to that length or expense to get a good quality deer decoy and use it. Give it a try. I think you'll really be amazed. And I hope to see you in the outdoors. If you're in a tree stand, please wear a safety harness.
Wright County Outdoors, brought to you by Holthaus Group, realtors with Keller Williams Realty, Integrity Northwest in Buffalo, 763-452-2444.